As the UK gears up for its pre-Christmas election, debate over the future of Scotland's place in the Union is intensifying. The Scottish National Party is hoping for a surge in support at next week's poll, with a second independence referendum the key platform of its campaign. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley travelled to Edinburgh to file this report.
Just a pint of lager, please. You got...
At the Oxford in downtown Edinburgh, Alan Sutherland has come for an afternoon beer.
Okay. Thanks very much.
The pro-union founder of Scotland Matters is adamant the breakup of the UK must be avoided at all costs.
There'll be borders between Scotland and England, Scotland and Ireland to an extent. It'll kill me. I'll probably move to England. I know a lot of people will do the same thing. I feel more Scottish living in England than I would in Nicola Sturgeon's independent Scotland. That's the truth.
Come on, come on. Woot, woot, woot.
On her farm just outside the capital, Heather Anderson is busy fattening 150 turkeys for Christmas lunch. She's fed up with Brexit, and if the UK leaves the EU, says Scotland should go it alone.
Scunnert is the Scottish word for how they're feeling about this election. So scunnert means really fed up, really annoyed, really angry at the mess in Westminster.
What would it be like to be independent of the United Kingdom after so long?
It'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. We'll still be friends with them. They'll manage. So it'll be absolutely fine. We're not cutting ourselves off.
So we go down here and then...
Yes, yeah, I'll keep you right there.
Deirdre Brock hails from Western Australia, but has called Scotland home for the past two decades. She hopes to win back her seat for the Scottish National Party and thinks Scots should have the right to vote in a second independence referendum.
The right of the people of Scotland to choose their path out of this or not.
Obviously, it's rather chilly. Are you concerned about voter apathy? That's a real thing, isn't it? Because this is not a good climate for people to come out and vote in.
Well, we're kind of used to that up here. Scots are pretty hardy. Yeah, I feel that there are plenty of people who are very keen to make their point.
The last independence poll was held in 2014, going down 55 to 44%. For a second try, the government of the day would need to approve it. Both Boris Johnson and Jeremy Corbyn have said they won't allow it for now. Butcher Robert Cruise is a unionist at heart, but the Brexit mess is seeing his views shift.
If we stay in Europe, I think we should stay in the United Kingdom. If we come out of Europe, definitely Scotland for its own.
Can it survive?
Scotland, of course, will survive.
The SNP will need a very strong pre-Christmas victory to argue they have a mandate and drive home the call for independence. They hope to win at least 50 seats. This is Samantha Hawley in Edinburgh, reporting for AM.